Unison right-wing bureaucracy attacks the left at Wales Council. Unison's Wales Council is the union's highest lay member decision-making body in Wales. The council met on the 7th of October, and as delegates entered we were greeted with an emergency motion on our chairs that criticised Unison's national executive left majority for, among other things, making rule changes at the national executive that could only be made at national delegate conference. The left had put forward 6 motions and these included, having monthly national executive meetings. This was opposed by one right-wing delegate at the council who complained that it would cost the union £20,000 extra for these meetings. In a clearly orchestrated effort, a series of right-wing Labour Party speakers voiced their indignation at what they considered a power grab by the presidential team. But if it is not the presidential team, president and 2 vice presidents, who are all elected executive members, running the union between executive meetings, who is? The answer is, unelected full-time officials. Only Mark Evans, branch secretary of Carmarthenshire County Unison, spoke in defence of the motions the left majority of the executive had proposed, stating that the issue was about who controlled Unison, and that more frequent meetings of the executive would enable lay members more time to run the union, rather than full-time officials. And that £20,000 was a small price to pay, if the executive could organise, and win on pay and so on. As with other speakers, Mark only had 3 minutes to answer the claims of the right wing, but even this time was interrupted when a clearly concocted point of order was allowed, claiming that Mark had said all full-time officials were right wing, which other delegates confirmed he had not said. Socialist Party members on the executive supported the motions, as they represent a step in the right direction, and the elected left majority on the executive asserting itself. The motions are an attempt to wrestle control from the right wing and the union's unelected bureaucracy. We have said that the right wing and the union's bureaucracy will not go quietly into the night, and that they will use every trick in the book to oppose the left executive as their privileges and careers are on the line. The right wing and the union's bureaucracy always repeat the mantra that we are a member-led union, but clearly that does not apply when the left is in a majority on the executive. The emergency motion was passed with only Carmarthenshire County Unison branch voting against. Delegates believed what they were repeatedly told, that the executive was making rule changes, when clearly this is not the case. There is also a lesson for other lefts, that the battle for who controls the union is not limited to the executive, and that they should make more effort to be delegates to Wales events. The left majority on the executive needs to get out the message of why they have proposed these changes. Members need to understand that these changes and clarifications are not an abstract issue, but about enabling the executive to have a fighting approach on pay, fighting cuts, and defending the NHS. The left majority on the executive needs to understand that there will not come a point when the right wing and bureaucracy give up the ghost, concede defeat and come to an accommodation with the left. Too much is at stake, their privileges, careers and control of Unison propping up New Labour and capitalism,